The most important of Albert Einstein's theories, published that year, became known as his special theory of relativity. He said, "The speed of light is always the same, almost 300,000 kilometers a second. Where the light is coming from, or who is measuring it, does not change the speed. However," he said, "time can change, and mass can change, and length can change. They depend on where a person is in relation to an object or an event."
Imagine two space vehicles with a scientist traveling in each one. One spaceship is red, one is blue. Except for color, both spaceships are exactly alike. They pass one another far out in space. Neither scientist feels that his ship is moving. To each, it seems that the other ship is moving, not his. As they pass at high speed, the scientist in each ship measures how long it takes a beam of light to travel from the floor to the top of his spaceship, hit a mirror, and return to the floor. Each spaceship has a window that lets each scientist see the experiment of the other.
They begin their experiments at exactly the same moment. The scientist in the blue ship sees his beam of light go straight up and come straight down. But he sees that the light beam in the red ship does not do this. The red ship is moving so fast that the beam does not appear to go straight up. It forms a path up and down that looks like an upside-down V. The scientist in the red ship would see exactly the same thing as he watched the experiment by the other scientist. He could say that time passed more slowly in the other ship. Each scientist would be correct, because the passing of time is linked to the position of the observer. Each scientist also would see that the other spaceship was shorter than his own. The higher the speeds the spaceships were traveling, the shorter the other ship would appear. And although the other ship would seem shorter, its mass would increase. It would seem to get heavier. The ideas were difficult to accept. Yet other scientists did experiments to prove that Einstein's theory was correct.